Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Backstage Girl, written and read by the Barefoot Sub. Note, this story contains a prearranged and consensual surprise. There I was, outside the door that would take me to him. I had dreamt about this moment since he first came into my life, since the first time I was allowed to see him, albeit in a photograph. Though the fantasy that I knew would never be brought to reality had been deep-rooted since my teens, being invited to one of his gigs was almost as good. I could stand in the crowd, listen to him play, watch his fingers dance over the frets, knowing exactly what those fingers could do. I would mirror those fingers as I followed my instructions, to edge myself during the course of his set. I wasn't allowed to orgasm, but he wanted to be able to find my eyes and see my heat through the crowd. Dressed to his exacting standards, I would have easy access to touch myself. Knee-length swing skirt, lacy black knickers stuffed inside. We can't have you dripping down your thighs, Em. Heels that I could stand in for the duration, and a halter-neck latex vest. I'd been asked to wear makeup too, with lots of mascara and slut red lips, nails to match. Pushing the door to the bar open, I made my way to order a drink. While waiting for service, I leant forward, feeling the air tickle across the back of my thighs and the cane stripes from our scene the previous week. I felt fingers tracing a line up the sensitive flesh and gasped as he whispered in my ear, "Don't turn around. Remember, we don't know each other. Just pretend I'm not here." And as he reached over to grab the water bottle being handed over to him, I felt him lift my skirt to expose my pussy to anyone who may have been stood behind us. My body flooded with the kind of heat that only comes from such erotic shame. Swollen lips pulsed around my lacy knickers, and as I groaned quietly, I heard him chuckle as he stepped away from me. Shortly after that, the lighting changed and the band took to the stage. There he was, as I had always known he would be. His energy just as powerful up on stage with his mates as it was in our time together. As the set list continued, I gyrated to the music, edging but never allowing myself to crest. He knew that this was one of my favourite things in private, for solo tasks or for play, but he liked to push me, and public play was always a favourite fantasy. Now it was proving too much. Very occasionally, our eyes would meet. I had barely been allowed to look into his eyes, and now I felt so vulnerable under his gaze, I could barely hold it together. Somehow I did, and as the encore finished, he surreptitiously nodded to a door beside the stage, signalling for me to meet him there. 10 minutes later, the door cracked open, and I crept through into the dark space beyond, not wanting to draw attention to myself. "Do you know what it did to me? Watching you play with yourself tonight. I saw the pain cross your face as you stopped 8 times. All the while, he was pacing around me in the dark room. I couldn't make out what was surrounding us, but he clearly knew the space like the back of his hand. "Slut? My slut? Come." And he kissed me deeply before taking my hand, slowly walking me through the void as he attached cuffs at my wrists. Folding me over what felt like a large speaker, he attached more cuffs at my knees and bound it to the matching wrist. I was stuck now, on all fours over this unknown article. He then pulled on a latex hood. It covered my nose, but nothing below. Hearing the lights click on and his footsteps return, he started talking again. "A tease. That's what you are. You now need to make amends for my discomfort tonight. You will start with my cock." And with that, he rubbed his jean-clad mound in my face. I could feel his thickness growing behind the thick fabric. Before I could grasp the zipper between my teeth, he had pulled his turgid length free. I could hear his breathing change while my mouth and tongue worked hard to please him, delighting in the pre-cum that always tasted so sweet. Hearing his dark chuckle as he grabbed my head and started to use my throat for his pleasure. As I gagged and drooled, he pulled my head back and insisted I be more careful. He had to get back to his bandmates soon, after all. I couldn't be sure, but was that a chortle? Slapping my cheek, he lowered my head back down to his cock, pushing between my slut-red lips. It was me marking him tonight. I heard him again. "Go for it." "Huh?" Then what sounded like a condom wrapper. Perhaps he's preparing. As he retreated to allow me a rasping, gasping breath, there was pressure at my asshole and... "Oh... that's not, sir." I could barely register what was happening before his cock was placed at my lips, teasingly this time, my tongue reaching out to taste him. "Them?" There was another head there now. I tried to concentrate on both cocks as my ass was used roughly by the first unknown man, but I felt him shift away while the friend stepped up to take his place, gently placing his cock in my mouth and allowing me to work my magic. "Use her properly," called the stranger behind me. "Don't waste your chance with this slut." "I think we should move her now," came his voice. And with that, he reached down and pulled my panties from my hot, wet hole, swiftly replacing the second stranger's cock with my soaked knickers. Listening to them talk, I realised they thought I was a random slut from the crowd, desperate to be their backstage girl. As I was moved onto my back, more condom wrappers were removed. He started to torture my flesh by pinching my nipples, grazing my swollen clit with those deft fingers. I was soon floating. Initially, just one cock was fucking me. Then, with a bit of scrambling, I was enjoying double and then triple penetration, his hand never leaving my sweaty, trembling body as waves of orgasm threatened to overwhelm me. Once the band had enjoyed me, they cleaned themselves up. Emptying their used condoms all over my heaving breasts, they left me to rub it in, laughing as they went. "My slut, you did so well tonight." Hands running over my swollen, wet flesh. One hand raised cum from my chest to my lips, the other removed the hood. "Perfect," he cooed as I sucked his finger clean and looked into his eyes, black streaks running down my cheeks. It had all been part of the plan, his master plan. "My beautiful slut." Now I could thank him properly for making my fantasy reality. I had been his backstage girl. If you liked this, you can find more of my work at aleapoffaith.uk and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.